Like much of the nation, Springfield, Massachusetts is seeing a rise in new coronavirus infections, prompting the city's top public health officer to urge extra precaution. New COVID-19 cases have risen for three consecutive weeks in Springfield since reaching a low of 17 cases the week of June 20th. Last week, there were 64 new cases of the illness in Springfield residents. There were 57 confirmed cases in just the first 2 days of this week.
So the news isn't good, and it continues not to be good as far as our cases are concerned in the city of Springfield.
Alarmed by the climbing case count, Springfield Health and Human Services Commissioner Helen Colton-Harris said people should again wear face coverings in public places.
It should be all of us when we are in settings where there are individuals that we don't know or who are not a part of our immediate circle. I would recommend highly that we use face coverings.
Massachusetts ended its mask mandate and the threat of $300 fines for violating it in May. The state adopted guidance from the CDC that says fully vaccinated people do not need to wear face coverings in most settings. Earlier this week, officials in a popular Cape Cod tourist town issued a new mask advisory. Provincetown officials encouraged mask wearing for all residents and visitors. More than 100 people tested positive for COVID-19 after being in Provincetown during the 4th of July holiday. Boston public health officials urged recent visitors to Provincetown to self-isolate and get a COVID-19 test, according to the Associated Press. Of the 64 new cases in Springfield reported during the week of July 11th, 73% were among people age 30 and under.
But it is that younger population that is driving the city of Springfield's numbers right now.
Discussing the latest data with the City Council COVID-19 Response Committee, Colton-Harris said the city's fully vaccinated rate is 41.1%, significantly behind the 60.4% statewide rate.
Individuals in the city are working hard to try to turn these numbers around, but they're stubborn at this point.
She said the vaccine is readily available at pharmacies, neighborhood clinics, and pop-up sites.
We just want to really just engage people around, young folks particularly, around education and making sure that we're at least meeting individuals where they are.
City Councilor Melvin Edwards said Springfield's low vaccination rate is disheartening.
We can't blame the access to resources, but the numbers are appalling. And the tragic thing is it's not a paper cut anymore. The people are still putting their lives at risk.
One positive statistic is hospitalizations remain low. Bay State Health reported 6 COVID-19 patients in its hospitals on July 21st, with one in critical care. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.